How green is Charlotte?
Charlotte is light green and getting more green as we progress down the highway. And we're doing some real good things in this city. Some other things need work.
That's the Charlotte Sierra Club's conservation organizer, Chatham Olive. There's been increasing awareness that explosive growth in the region has made its mark on the environment. And for a little over a year, city staff have refined Charlotte's environmental policy.
As we become a larger city and we start to realize that safeguarding our environment, be it air or water or energy consumption, the use of our land, that's becoming much more important to preserving the quality of life that so many of us have moved here for.
That's Charlotte Assistant City Manager Julie Birch. Her staff has hammered out policies that range from encouraging mixed-use development to protecting ecosystems to retrofitting city facilities to be more environmentally friendly. Air quality plays a major role in just how green a city is, according to the Green Guide. The newsletter published by National Geographic is in its third year of measuring cities' green achievements. Green Guide Deputy Editor Paul McRandall says Charlotte did not respond to an invitation to take their survey. Charlotte has consistently been on the American Lung Association's top 20 list of cities with poor air quality. McRandall says in cases like that, the following questions should be addressed.
What actions are they taking, given that ranking? And, you know, how are they focusing in on the sources of pollution?
Mecklenburg County's 2006 State of the Environment report says more than half of nitrogen oxide pollutants and fine particulates are caused by cars and trucks. Transportation experts have said many newcomers to the region bring their vehicles, adding to congestion and pollution. Proponents of the city's transit-oriented land use plan say public transportation would significantly cut down on pollution. Deborah Campbell is Charlotte's director of planning.
As part of our land planning, either in urban areas or suburban areas, we are trying to encourage that there be, you know, common, usable, open space in communities to obviously encourage sustainability and quality of life types of issues.
For the Sierra Club's Chatham Olive, this is another factor that gives Charlotte a deeper shade of green.
We are well along with a really good transit plan. We are well along with the greenhouse gas inventory that the city is doing.
In the U.S., lowering greenhouse gas emissions has become one major concern of 2007. Environmentalists, government at all levels, and the private sector all agree that global warming and climate change are staring Earth in the face. Last May, the city formally adopted its plan for climate protection. And in June next year, it expects to develop and implement a plan for reducing greenhouse gases by 2012. Another trendy catchphrase associated with greenness is sustainable design. That refers to structures and spaces designed to conserve energy. McCain Miller is with the Raleigh-based NC Sustainable Energy Association.
It's really amazing to see how many green or renewable homes, offices, state and local government buildings are actually available and up and running in Charlotte.
There are just two fully functioning buildings in Charlotte that are certified by the U.S. Green Building Council, the Children's Library and Theater Complex, Imagineon, and the John James Audubon Lodge at a subdivision along Lake Wylie. Numerous other private and public projects seeking green certification include the Wachovia Mixed-Use Complex uptown. While it may appear that all of these green aspects are relatively new to the area, there are a few practices that have been around Mecklenburg County for years.
That's for your paper, your cardboard, your beverage containers, the metals recovery, which is over.
Environmental manager Lorette Hall is pointing at rows of maroon receptacles at the North Mecklenburg Recycling Center in Huntersville. This is one of four full-service recycling locations in the county. There are about 28 working drop-off points throughout the county. Weekly curbside pickups are scheduled as part of the county's 20-plus-year-old program.
We collect about 25,000 tons of materials annually. And through all of our centers, we probably get about 400,000 customers that come through.
Hall says that's a good amount, but the county wants more recycling because most of the waste goes into landfills, which Hall says are quickly filling up. Local government is concerned that land is getting lost to trash and to development. Since the 1980s, Mecklenburg County has been in a major push to conserve green space. There are 24 miles of existing greenways and another 17 miles planned. Some of those serve as water runoff buffers for creeks. While there are three forest preserves, they take up less than 2% of the county's total 337,000 acres. Mecklenburg County Commission Chair Jennifer Roberts has a blunt assessment of the effects of rapid growth.
It's reached the critical mass where everybody sees it. They can touch it and feel it, and they understand our resources are precious. We're losing access, we're losing their quality, and we need to all band together to help preserve them.
Environmentalists agree Charlotte's efforts to be green were a little late in coming. But the fact that the city is taking a multi-pronged approach now is a real plus. The more immediate concern is whether these efforts will keep pace with the region's growth. For WFAE News, I'm Simone Orendine.